Good morning.
Let's talk about intergenerational wealth. What is it?
Intergenerational wealth is that transfer of considerable sum of funds from one generation to another.
Mm-hmm.
So usually if someone passes away, they'll leave some assets. So, you know, whether it be residential home, investment assets, superannuation that's been unused, all those sorts of things will pass on to beneficiaries, you know, when those people pass away.
Yeah.
So at the moment, we've got a situation where, and this is gaining a little bit of attention, is that, you know, Australia is entering into the largest intergenerational wealth transfer in its history.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, have you got a figure for us that's going to blow our mind?
$3.5 trillion to pass between generations over the coming decades.
Oh, my God.
It's huge.
That is an incredible amount of money.
Yeah. So when you sort of add it up, I suppose, you know, everybody's different. So, you know, there's going to be less
yes.
for some people. But some people have considerable sums of money that are left, especially when you consider the family home. That's not often thought about.
True.
People think about, okay, well, what I have left at the end of my life might be some super, maybe some cash.
Yeah.
And that might be all. But,
few trinkets.
You know,
bit of jewellery, whatever. Yeah,
yeah, and you think about the, you know, the prices of houses at the
moment. Skyrocketing.
You know, you could have a couple mil worth of property.
Yeah.
Right?
But you don't know that. You just think it's just a house.
Yeah, exactly right. So what I essentially wanted to talk about today was the readiness of the beneficiaries to be able to receive it. So if we rewind a little bit, ideally you have like a will and power of attorney. You've got your estate planning sorted out.
Sure.
And actually, interesting fact on that is that 48% of adults in Australia will die without a will.
What? Nearly half?
Yeah, nearly half will die without a will.
Dumb so question.
That's
why?
An issue.
Why?
People just don't put enough importance on it.
Oh.
You know? So, you know, and that's a whole nother another bunch of issues,
I know.
Right?
And you've got to have the right will. You just can't have a will.
Exactly. It has to be a valid will.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. So not something that you sort of just draw up. This needs to be run through a legal process.
Right.
As I said, this is the readiness of the beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm.
You have, and what I'd probably want people to think about is if they're going to have these conversations, which you should, especially while you're able, you're capable.
Yeah.
You got your
faculties.
Yeah, exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a comfortable conversation to have, but you should have it.
Oh, but okay?
But you should have it, right? But I probably want people to have a think about what their intention is for those inheritances.
Yes.
You know, is it your intention? I mean, quite often what we see, as an example, you might have two children. Okay. One's actually, you know, has actually a fair bit of financial
problems.
You know, they might have some financial, you know, they might be a bit of a gambler.
Yeah.
They might have some, you know, other sorts of issues that might mean that, you know, receiving considerable amounts of money might end up in a very poor situation. It's not going to last very long.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But you might have another child that's actually in a very finite, you know, they are very financially literate.
Yeah.
And they can look after that money and actually have that money, maybe even pass on to the next generation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Another thing to consider is people with disabilities. You might have another child that has, you know, a disability.
Yeah.
So, you know, what is your intention? Is the intention to pass this on to provide some sort of housing or you know, housing support or to last that lifetime or whatever it might be?
Mm.
Help them out financially now.
Yeah.
You know, so think about those things first.
Yeah.
And then we look at how those things actually play out in real time.
Okay.
Okay. Because intention is not the same as how it actually ends up.
Okay.
You know, and if you have that money end up in those hands of some of those people.
Yeah.
You know, without having these sorts of conversations and making sure that the beneficiaries are ready for this sort of sum.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot. We talk about finance each and every month. If anyone wants further information about what to do, what not to do when it comes to inheritances, go and see the professionals. See those people. Go and see the lawyers. Go and see your financial advisors, the proper ones that know all about this stuff, and they can get things sorted for you.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
easiest
exactly.
way. Peace of mind.
Absolutely. Well, we don't know what's coming tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
So it just brings peace of mind that your wealth will be looked after when you're no longer around.
Okay.
Right?
You give us so much information every month, Ashley. If we need more information, if you missed any of our conversation today, ABC Listen app, you can listen anywhere and anytime. Ashley, can we talk again next month?
Absolutely.